Blog Talk Radio.
My, what do we have here? What's up, everybody? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and God bless you. Happy New Year. All that good stuff. We are here in 2024. Wow. You know, so we did it. We did it. We made it to 2024. You know, I'm just saying, I'm playing the blues, right? So I kind of got like this little drought thing going on here. I'm not sure what's happening. But anyway, Happy New Year to all you guys. May God bless you and keep you. I hope you guys are good. I hope you are well. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today here on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Potts Jr. And I am excited. And what's up, Greg's in the house too. What's happening, Greg? What's going on with you? What's going on with Don Fleming and T. Meyer and all the team, the girls that do their thing here, Solar Records Radio. So much love to all you guys. We love you, love you, love you, love you. So we're going to have a good time here today. We're just going to chill, right? We're going to have a good time, man. It's the holidays are done now. And so now it's time to get back to business. And so we're getting back to business here. We just want to just kind of chill from getting back to, you know, just it was kind of a struggle, like, for me, because I lost some of my musician friends along the way. It was a rough end of the year for me. And so I want to just have a good time, relax, and enjoy some good music here at Solar Records Radio. And say hello to all my friends. Sugar Rainbow, what's up, Sugar Rainbow, pretty girl? And just be, you know, just get blessed, but with the music and stuff. So I hope you guys are good, and I hope you had a good time. I hope you enjoyed your holidays with your family and friends. And if you just was you with you, cool beans. I was trying to be that way, and my wife would make me so upset because she's like, come on, let's go. I don't want to do anything. I just want to stay home. I just want to just relax. And so I got half my way and half her way. And so it ended up working out really good. But guys, I just want to say welcome to 2024. And I just pray that God blesses you along the way. I hope you have a great holiday and hope God is good to you. And, and I hope you're good to yourself. And but we're going to have a good time right here on Solar Records Radio. So let's get going. Here on Solar Records Radio with Teddy Lee Hooker in the background. Come on, guys. The blues is here. The blues is here.
You look good along the night. Said, baby, where did you go? But baby, where did you go? The woman I see coming out the shower, I swear to God, I don't know. Last night you had a long wavy hair. It was weighing all down your back. This morning it's on the chair in the corner. Girl, what the hell's going on with that? You looked good last night. But baby, where did you go? I swear to God, I don't know. The last night I did a little drinking, so I had to stop and think. But girl, you scared the hell out of me. When I saw your face, looking up from the sea, you looked good last night. Said, baby, where did you go? The woman I see coming out the shower, I swear to God, I don't know. And those are lace pantyhose. But this morning when you took them off, girl, what the hell happened to all your toes? You look good last night, but baby, where did you go? I swear to God, I don't know.
I could swear he was biting me. But this morning when you kissed me, girl, what the hell happened to all your teeth? Ah, you look good and last night. Baby, 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 where did you go? The woman I see coming out the shower, I swear to God, I don't know. Take home a woman, better make sure you don't wake up with a crow. You looked good last night. She said, baby, where did you go? The woman I see coming out of the shower, but a girl, I don't know.
my face whenever you come around. When I need it, you seem to know. You looked at me, you grabbed my face and said, pack your things, let's go.
I am just as excited as those people were in the background there at the show. That was an amazing show. It was so powerful, man. It's the musicianship that is just so spectacular. And as you listen to it, it's like, wow, what? How did they even get there? Like, what? How much practicing did you have to do, like, to even get yourself there? You know, and I just, you know, so let me just say who it was. Chick Corea on keyboards, Stanley Clark on bass, Al D'Amelio on guitar, and Lenny White on drums. That is the original Turn Be Turned To Forever. And they were absolutely amazing. And I just can't say it enough how blessed I am to have, you know, to be a part of something like that, and to grow up, you know, learning how to play drums behind Lenny White, Reuben Edwards, an amazing bass player that he still is in the city of Philadelphia. You know, he stuck to his jazz, and it's just, I mean, it's, he and I would practice almost every day. And if we didn't practice, we would talk about the practicing and what we were going to do the next time we got together. And we would go to the concerts to see these amazing musicians that were performing and just really blowing us all away. And so I'm just so blessed because I was really, I was pulled into that. And so thank you, Reuben, for pulling me into it. And thanks to his family for allowing us to practice at their house. And thanks to my family for allowing us to practice at my house. And it was just bass and drums a lot of the times. And then we would have guitar player and keyboard player come. And it would just turn into this amazing jam session. So anyway, guys, I just wanted to share that. Ooh, I love this music. I love progressive jazz. And what a blessing it is. So anyway, ooh, man, how you guys doing? Y'all good out there? I hope you're enjoying this music as much as I am, because I am enjoying it. My, I think I gotta like ease up just a little bit, because that was just magnificent. And so I just gotta just ease up. So let me just back up just a tad. I'm gonna back up just a tad. We love you guys here at Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much for blessing us. The day that you were born.
That is why all the girls in town follow you all around. Just like me, they long to be close to you.
You try to play the field, but
beautiful, beautiful song. Man, oh man, love it, love it, love it. And so let's see here what's going on with my brother, Mr. Don Fleming is on the line. What's up? Happy New Year, my brother.
Hey, Happy New Year, man. I ain't heard from you since last year.
That's a good one. That's right. It's been a minute, right? It's been a minute or two.
Yeah.
How you been, man?
I've been good. How have you been?
Oh, good, man. Just hanging in there, just trying to do what I do, you know me. And just trying to get through. I was trying to get through the new year. That's what I was doing, really. And we finally got through it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are here in 2024. We're being blessed. You know, we are blessed, actually, as a matter of fact. And so I'm just, I've got to tell you, Don, I've been feeling a little weird. Like lately, I've been not wanting to get out the bed. Just want to just lay there and just lay there.
Man.
And so, see, I'm having this little battle, right, with my knees, right? And so I'm like, with this, it's cold outside. I don't want to get up. I don't want to go anywhere. And I just lay there, and I just, like, almost have to be talked out of the bed. And it's just like, this has just happened in the last month or so, and I think it has something to do with losing my sister Nydra, because I do dwell on her quite a bit. And it's just so hard, man. And I just, you know, it's hard for me to let go. And you know, we have to let go, right? And so, but it's hard. And I just think about her. I think about her laughter and how much fun she was, you know, in the studio, even when things were difficult and times, you know, it was harder to record because we were older. I could still hear her laugh, and it was so cute and so adorable. And she was my big sister, but she had this little adorable laugh. And so I missed that about her. And I just pray that, you know, her soul is resting with her father and her mother and her brother, and she's at peace wherever she is, man. And I just so
well,
you know, with that, well, and then also I lost Chris Galakis, who's an executive who owns the record companies out in South Africa and in London and in Amsterdam. And he was an amazing guy, and he ended up with cancer, like his wife, and she died first. And so they have a 12-year-old daughter, man. So now his son is going to have to continue to raise her. And so, and Chris Dunn, he did well for himself, you know, and so he's able to leave to make sure she's good. And so she's really blessed because of that. But at the same time, you know, she has to go to the doctor constantly and get checked up because both of her parents died from cancer. So it's just crazy. So that kind of stuff, man, those thoughts and all that stuff is just really hard on a person. And so for me, it's just hard getting up and get going and stuff. But once I get up, I do get going, but it takes a lot to get me going. So keep me in your prayers, everybody.
Of course.
Please keep you in your prayers. How's your wife doing?
Good. Everyone's doing well. You know, it's just, you know, after my mother-in-law passed, you know, she passed back in May. And, you know, just adjusting and, you know, having the first holidays without her. You know, it's been kind of rough and things like that, kind of getting over that hump. You know, the first Christmas without her, the first Thanksgiving, you know, that first New Year's, you know, carried over, you know, and it's hard, but again, it's, you know, it's just one of those things. It's like, look, you mourn death, but you celebrate the life, and that's that mantra you kind of go by, and you kind of use that as like a daily. Admiration, affirmation, you know, when it comes, you know, when it hits you, when you wake up, you thank God for waking up and giving you another day. And you just when you reflect on, you know, I reflect on my mother as well as my mother-in-law. You know, I remember December 2021, you know, my mother passed in July 2021. And, you know, it was hard to kind of, you know, the first Thanksgiving without her, the first Christmas without her. You know, that was around the time, you know, I just said, look, I got to get out of here for a second. I got to get out of Little Rock. That's when I went to San Francisco and just kind of took the whole week off and just kind of.
I remember that.
You know,
I remember that, yeah.
You know, it kind of, what's the word, like a little self-healing, you know,
when it comes to
that. You know, as far as my mind and my state of mind with that. So, you know, everyone has their own way to cope, and I think there's no wrong answer to it. It's just what I did, and then going into my mother-in-law, who again passed away in this past May, you know, doing that whole, you know, first holiday was out. You know, you kind of go with the good times that you had. You celebrate their life and reminisce on that, and it puts you in a peaceful disposition.
Thank you. I will dwell on that. I will focus on that because I think I needed that. So thank
you
for that.
It's not about those, you know, even on your, you know, on your tombstone, it's not about those 2 years. It's about the dash. You know, it's
in between
2 years. And yeah, it's about that dash and what you did in that dash. You know, I know I'm butchering it a little bit, but
your accomplishments,
your life's achievements, your goals, all of those things are in that dash. And to me, that's what's important.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I want to, you know, say thank you for that because, you know, somebody needed to hear that besides me. And so thank you for sharing your thoughts on that. And hopefully it was a blessing for someone. I am going to just give you just a tad of a song that I just played just to remind you of what I'm about to talk about. So check it out.
Okay.
Anyway, so I wanted you to remind you of the song that I was going to talk about. That song is a song that I wrote. And when I wrote the song, I wasn't writing it for anybody specifically. I was actually writing it with a young lady that I wanted to write with. We wrote something for Jelly Bean Benitez's record, and it was a big hit for him. And so we said, well, maybe we should try to write something else together. And so and the strangest thing is that we both lived in California, and Jelly Bean Benitez lived in New York. And I was signed with him at that time. And so that's why we wrote those songs, and so for his record. And so then we wrote this song, and I thought, wow, what an amazing song. And it is a song that we had Joey Diggs the one of the background singers for Jeffrey Osborne has been forever and ever and ever, and we pray that we will get him on this show one of these days. Just to talk about his career, because Jeffrey, his voice, Joey Diggs' voice, is absolutely amazing. And every song that I had him sing on, I mean, people would say that, like, who's singing that? Who's singing that? And they said it so much till next thing you know, they signed him up at Capitol Records. And then they dropped him, and then they re-signed him, and then they dropped him. It's like, what is going on? They couldn't figure out what to do with him. And so, but I just put the record out. That's all you had to do. Let the record speak for itself, because Joey's voice was so amazing and so beautiful, and just so the sound of his voice, it was just like there's something about his voice that I can't even explain. Words kind of get in the way, but it is just the remnants. It is just, it just does what it does, and it's just beautiful the way that he sings. And I remember singing like different parts to him, and then when he says, "Oh yeah, yeah, I got it," and then he'll sing it back, I go, "Sheesh, did I do that?" That sounds really good. And so, but you know, he was just really, really a blessing. So he's out there in Cali still. I left Cali and moved to Texas. I miss Cali, though. I miss the weather there right now really, really, really badly right now, because it is cold in Texas, man, I tell you. And it's like every morning it's like, ooh, in the 30s. I go, what? Are you kidding me? It is way too cold. And so, what about you, Don? Is it cold up there?
Yes, it's very cold. I mean, I ain't going to say very. I'll just say it was around 30 degrees. It got down to around 31 last night. Right now, you're probably looking at I'm looking at my thingy. Actually, right now, it's around 51 degrees. So we're kind of okay. But we're going to get down to a lower. And here I am sounding like a weatherman. We're going to get down to the lows of 33 tonight.
You are sounding like the weatherman. And so, but, you know, and then Linda Carrier.
Oh, you want me to do it? You know, I'll do it right quick. Currently right now, it's sunny skies. Highs are going to be around the mid-50s. Currently right now, you're sitting at 52 degrees with the lows of 33 tonight. So make sure you guys bundle up.
Bring a jacket. Bring a jacket.
Yeah, that's not roasting on it.
Oh my God! So anyway, Don's interpretation of a weatherman—that's my brother. So that's good.
We
Don,
got 57
good.
Minutes left.
Don, you what? This is your block. You can start this block off. Come on,
start the block.
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I got some new music, man. I got some new music for the new year. This young brother, man, when you listen to him, I'm not even gonna say, you know, what you hear, the essence or the effervescence of the older generation, whatever. But anyway, I want to go ahead and start off this block, man. Give you some new soul, but some new classic soul. This young brother, but he goes by the name of October London. The name of the song is called Back to Your Place. Listen to it. You guys, keep it locked right here. It's indie jazz and blues, indie, and all that jazz. To keep it locked.
I've been looking at you all night. I'm
This way.
Thank you.
You're listening to Spillout Records Radio. Yes, it is the new year, and yes, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Closing up my block. Actually, I might do another block. Of course, that was music from Najee from 1986. Name of the song is called Bet You Don't Know. Before that, from 1984, Stanley Clarke and Howard Hewitt, Heaven Sent You. And, of course, I started off the block with some new old soul music. That's music from October London. Young Brothers he's been around for a few years now, but, you know, got some buzz because this song, Back to Your Place, I mean, there's elements of Marvin Gaye. Of course, if you guys didn't know, you know, those elements, I don't know what to tell you. But I love that song. I love it, love it, love it, you know. He's going to, you know, with the right promoted, you know, the right promotions and things like that, I think this brother's going to go places. I think, you know, in my humble opinion, I think, you know, I'm not really big on, you know, trying to change an image up to try to, you know, to give like pop standards and things like this. The young brother has an old soul. That's the beauty of different types of music, man. You always have a variety. But I think there's a part, yes, try things new, but at the same time, you know, stay with, you know, kind of stay in your lane, you know. You know, and that's just my humble opinion, man. You know, don't try to fit another person's narrative of what you may think, you know, they want you to sound like. Well, go ahead, Wardell. I'm sorry.
Well, that brother, that first brother that you played, whoa.
Uh-huh.
That was good. I mean, I was thinking Marvin Gaye at first.
Exactly.
And then, I was like, wait a minute. And then, but it didn't go there. It went there and it didn't go there. It was beautiful how it was done. You know, it's like, I'm going there, but I'm not going there. And he's like, he gave you like the essence of it, but he didn't dwell in it. He did himself. And so it's like, yeah, so I appreciated that. That was good. I want to hear another song by him. You got any more?
There's a couple of songs. Check it out. Yeah, I might load a couple more in. But, yeah, October London. I mean, he's a – as a matter of fact, I want to say he was on – I want to say he was discovered. I don't know. You know, I'm using the word discovered loosely. But I want to say I read somewhere that he was discovered by Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg found him, you know, performing at a club, and he was saying, dude, you sound like Marvin Gaye. You know, and you know, we got to put. And he's done like some feature songs with Snoop Dogg and things like that. And this is, I want to say, this might be his second album, but and I think he just performed on Jimmy Kimmel a couple of months back. But
wow.
I mean,
so he is growing.
Amazing young brother, and again, I apologize. I don't want to feel like when I say stay in your lane, I don't mean – I think it's beautiful to grow. It's beautiful to you
Absolutely.
Know, experiment on other things. All I'm saying is, you know, your core audience, the core people that have followed you and is going to go with you through thick and thin, you know, I mean, those are the ones who can tell that, hey – dude, you kind of veering off a little bit, and you may lose those people just for people who have no vested interest in your sound, in the origins of your sound. So, but again, you know, I'm rambling a little bit, so I apologize. I just think, you know, 2024, I think the beauty of music is the fact that you can allow yourself to open your horizons to different genres, to different styles. That's fine. But when it becomes, to me, it becomes cookie cutter and becomes repetitive, and people automatically say, hey, I have to have that sound to bring myself out, and you change the inner workings of who you are. You know, I think that, you know, I think that's where the problem lies. So that's all I'm saying. But anyway, we got about 37 minutes left of the show. Again, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts, of course, Happy New Year to you guys. The first show, technically, what is the first show of 2024? But anyway, I'm ecstatic. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to hang out with you guys. I want to play a song, one of my favorite songs, especially it was a song. Remember, Wardell, I talked about my trek, you know, after my mom passed that December, you know, I just, you know, had to, you know, self-heal a little bit, and I went to, you know, went to San Francisco, and, you know, I haven't been to the Bay Area since I was a kid. You know, I've been in, you know, Southern Cal, you know, my dad's from there and things like that, but I haven't been to Northern Cal since I was a baby. So it's just, I just wanted to just go. And this was one of the songs that I listened to when I was up there. I want to take you guys back to 2016. One of a great song, man. Give you a little soul element. Goes by the name of Bibio. The name of the song is called Why So Serious. You guys keep it locked right here. It's Four Cities Blues, Indie, and All That Jazz Wednesday on Soul Art Records Radio.
Thank you.
Radio, yes, Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. That was music from the lovely Miss Carlita Duran. Yes, that is Travel Light. Again, Kismet Green album. What a wonderful album. It's a press play album. Came out late 2020. We had her on the show to promote that album. What an amazing young lady. A little cutie pie, too, by the way. But, hey, it is what it is. Before that, started off the block from 2016, music from Bibio featuring Olivier Jean or Olivier Desault. Believe me, one of them brothers. No, it's the same brother. I don't know if he went by Olivier Saint-Louis. Olivier Saint-Louis. So basically, it's Oliver St. Louis. But anyways, Bibio featuring Olivier Saint-Louis, Why So Serious? And I did two songs. I usually do three songs in the block, but I wanted to bring Wardell in. Wardell, we got someone here hanging out with us for the new year.
Yeah, bring
you
her
bring
in.
Bonsoir, tout le monde. And who was the singer you were saying? His name, I wanted to say it.
Olivier Saint-Louis.
Saint-Louis.
Yeah.
Saint-Louis. Yep. Olivier Saint-Louis. There you go.
Saint-Louis. Yes. Yes. And, of course, that was that. Why So Serious? Linda Carrier is hanging out with us. Of course, I mean, this woman needs no introduction. What the loveliness, the lovely, the elegant, the glamorous. You know what? I say every time I see that video on, you're on YouTube, because you're on YouTube forever, Linda, so let's keep it real. On the Shalimar Make That Move video or whatever performance, I think it was some performance. You were
introducing
Bill
them.
Shelby. Yes.
Yeah, introducing them. Right.
Yes, you are forever on the internet because of that.
That is so hilarious, because so many people have told me that, and I've seen, so I know now when somebody says the show. I remember it was some sort of a TV award show. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember being the one to introduce them, and that was very cool.
Yeah, it was you, Will, and Kevin Spencer.
That's correct.
So cool.
I remember.
So cool.
That's
there you
right.
go. I couldn't remember if Will was in there. Linda
yeah,
was
I mean, the three. I remember the three of us were.
Okay.
That's correct.
There you go.
How was your holiday? First of all, let's take it all the way back. Well, take it back a few weeks. How was your holiday?
Lovely. In you know, to me, the world is in a crazy place right now. So to just stop for a minute and be quiet with the closest people in your life is everything. So it was quiet in the way that I wanted it and needed it to be, and it was lovely.
Good, good. Man, I know Wardell had to tend to the horses, and I'm sure he got them something for Christmas. What'd you get the horses for Christmas, Wardell?
Food. Just food.
That's right.
That's all they want.
They
want depth. They got lots of hay. You ain't joking.
Special hay.
As a matter of fact, I went out the back of the studio, and I looked over on the side, and I go, wow, look at all that hay. Those guys are so lucky. They have so much hay. They are, and you know, us being in a drought and stuff, so we really need the hay, because the grass is low. It's like, you know, there's no grass really.
Mm-hmm.
And grass grows at night. It grows at night. And so, but when it's cold, it doesn't grow. So when it's cold at night, and so the grass is not growing, so it's just ugly. So they are surviving off of the hay, so they'll eat their food, and then after they eat, then they'll run over to the hay, and then they'll chew for the rest of the night. But then I watch them stand there. I watch, you know, them stand there, like one or two of them will just go, and they lift up like one of the legs in the back, kind of not up in the air, but it's like in a rest position, and go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
They go to sleep. I'm like,
sure.
These horses sleep standing up. That is amazing to me. That's a lot of weight. That's a lot of weight to balance while you're sleeping. So anyway,
that's how they're designed. Yep.
Yeah, they were designed that way. So hallelujah. But look, I've had a wonderful holiday. It wasn't just about the animals. I did get my private. See, I rested myself, and now I'm at the point, Linda. Now I'm at the point where I don't even want to get up in the morning. I just want to stay in the bed because it's cold, and I don't want to get out in the cold. And it's like hard. Gayla's like, "What is wrong? Are you depressed?" I don't know what's wrong with me. And so, but we did talk about that earlier, so I won't dwell on it. But anyway. What about you? What about you, Don? What did you do?
Man, I relaxed, and you know, I had a little, you know, pain ailments, you know, my arm, my legs, whatever, my muscles. So I just wanted to just relax. I relaxed and I ate. you know, nieces and nephews and giving them the opportunity to just kind of let them, you know, have them look and open their presents. I mean, that was, as corny as it sounds, that was my holiday, and that was my pleasure to, you know, just kind of watch them or at least hear them open their presents, you know, put me on FaceTime and everything. I stayed here because I had to work. So, you know, real estate waits for no one when you really think of it. I had people, you would not believe I had calls on Christmas Day, you know.
You're kidding. Wow.
So, I'm trying to stay on top of it. I had calls on New Year's Day, so. But welcome again to New Year's. So I'm just trying to get some things, the irons in the fire, and just kind of keep moving forward. At the same time, healing my body in whatever way I can.
Amen, brother.
Are you exercising? Are you walking? Wardell's going to – walking is the best thing. I know. I'm hearing Wardell.
She said
walking
Wardell's going
now. Truly the – walking, Don, that is the best, most natural way to put your body in check, to help your, even your arms, you think that, but because you're standing and you're moving naturally, I'm telling you, walking is the best.
Yeah.
It sounds boring.
Oh, that doesn't sound like, that didn't sound like a commitment.
I know. Don, sure
because,
didn't sound.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, moving on to next. What's next? Anyway, hey, I want to say, so I'm really, 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 oh, I shouldn't say this. So anyway, I'm not going to say it, because what I want to say is that I really want to perform with Linda again. And so I'm praying that we can perform again.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I really want to do that. So I'm hoping maybe next summer or something we can get out and do something. I don't know what's going to happen. That's up to God. But I just know that I would love to do that again with Linda and Leon Silvers, Ricky Smith, and myself.
Man.
Yeah, we can just get out there and do something, you know. So we'll see. We'll keep you guys posted as well. But man, oh man, keep us in your prayers. That would be a lot of fun. A lot of fun getting out there and doing some of those great songs that we had the opportunity of doing. There ain't no way.
As a fan, I'm anticipating that. I'm going to bother you every day when that happens. I'm that 6-year-old kid watching those two beautiful black women, you know, from the I Just Begun video, wondering, oh my God, you know, I'm just saying,
Linda, what do you have to say to him about that?
I nothing other than it's going to be very interesting to see what happens next. I mean, life is very interesting. But that's nice that you know, you're thinking about that, and that, you know, that may happen. There will be interesting things. So when interesting things happen, I will come on the show to talk about it.
Yes. There we go.
Okay. Since I have your number, Linda, I'm gonna bother you too about that. I'm just letting you know.
You're always welcome.
He is not joking.
I'm just gonna get in fan mode and be like, Linda, it's Friday.
You're always welcome to do that.
Wow.
Figure it out. There are some things to figure out and things to do, so we'll see.
Understood.
Interesting.
It's ironic that you called today, because today is indie blues, jazz, and indie blues and all that
indie
jazz.
Indie blues and all that jazz. This is something you called you don't even remember what to call it?
Greg is the
one.
Don't
even play with me. That's fabulous.
I want to, let me give a shout out to Julianne over in Detroit, Michigan, where our sister Nydra Beard was from. Much love to you, sweetheart. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us. We love you, sweetheart. Man, oh, man. I just want to give a shout-out to all the listeners, some of the people we don't even know who you are, but we appreciate you hanging out with us today here on Soul Out Records Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern celebrating, well, it'll be Throwback Thursday at 3 p.m. And then at 8 p.m., Don Fleming will come on with Throwback Thursday evening. And so, you know, he kind of gets into his, Thursday night. Thursday night. And he gets into his thing with his Eddie Murphy laugh. And you guys, so you're gonna have a good time hanging out with us tomorrow. So thank you again, all you guys, for, you know, just your time, and we appreciate you. And if you don't,
let me ask something. 2024. We, you know, there may be a couple of repeat guests we've had on the show. I'm not trying to rank them because they're all, to me, equally impressive as a kid growing up listening to all of the music and things like that. One of your favorites, we're gonna try to get her back, Fordell.
I'm able to get her back,
and a couple of other people. We got that ironed out and things. So we're gonna have a great. I feel it's gonna be a great 2024 as far as getting the chance to interview artists and talking to them, you know, through either you hooking it up for me or me doing what I do. So, like, I got influence, but it is what it is. I try to do what I can. You know, I know this isn't a competition, but at the same time, it's like, what else? You already had like a 30-year head start on me, you know. But seriously though, I think, you know, both of you have been an inspiration to me when it comes to, you know, the people that I've idolized as a kid and giving me that strength and that confidence to call them up, to email them, to reach out and say, hey, we want to give you your flowers. You're still here. You're still with us. I'm still a fan. And to use this platform to bring them to the show and whatever new projects that they're doing so they can highlight, you know, that is my gift. You know, it's my pleasure. So I want to keep that going in 2024, man.
Amen. Yeah, well, we're going to do it.
Cool.
We're going to do it. So, in closing, Linda, anything comes to your mind that you would like to share?
Yes, darling, please. The floor is yours.
You know, I'm sitting here listening, and now I'm on the spot to speak extemporaneously. I just want to say to wish all of your listeners well. This is a very complicated time around the world, not easy, confusing, and I just hope that each of us takes a minute to center who we are, what we're about, what we want, what we think, and do have a moment to do that every day. I mean, I know that's busy when you're creating your world and you're dealing with kids and relationships and jobs and everything else, but it's the only way to save us. You know, we touch other people, and if we can work on centering ourselves and being stable, seeing clearly, then we touch other people healthily. So I just hope that, wish that for everybody.
Amen, sister.
Well,
thank you. All right, so Don, I hear you got groove control in the background, so I'm going to let you close this out,
brother. It's just a little bit.
That's a good one.
You want to close this out, man?
Let it do what it do, man. I love what I'm hearing, so I'm good. It just, you brought a big smile on my face when I heard that. I was like, oh, man. So thank you. Thank you so much, brother.
A little preview for what's coming up tomorrow, your afternoon drive. How about that?
What's that?
A little preview of your afternoon drive tomorrow.
Amen. Yeah, we're going to throw it back, y'all. We're going to have a good time tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 12 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. So come hang out with us. All right, Don.
Pacific Coast.
Yep. That, yep.
Have a happy new year. A good new year, everybody.
Yep. Much love to everybody. Greg says hi, Linda.
Thank you, Greg. Hi.
Okay. And he says hello to you too, Dawn. And you guys all be blessed and be good, and we'll catch y'all later on Solar Records Radio. Dawn, you got it?
Well, yeah, we can go ahead and close out, or we can start the song over, or it's up to you. We can start.
Let's start it over.
You want to start it over? Let's start it over.
I do.
Dawn Fleming, Linda Carrier, Wardell Pies Jr., of course. I'm Dawn Fleming again, and we want to wish you guys a safe and prosperous Wednesday night. It's Wednesday already.
2024.
Yes. Well, anyway, gonna close out a little Dynasty Groove Control again. Thank you guys for listening to Indie Blues and all that jazz. Wednesday, we'll see you guys tomorrow, 3 p.m. What else? Afternoon Drive, Throwback Thursday, 3-5 p.m. And of course, my show, Throwback Thursday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hopefully, I get Linda on. You never know. Hint, hint.
I know you might do that.
Have a great week, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Take care, everybody. Bye, everyone. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dale.
Bye.